During Canada's recent election, there was a lot of attention on President Trump. That's because of his recent statements about making Canada the 51st state, and then there are those steep tariffs on Canadian exports. So today, eyes were on the Oval Office, where the winner of last week's race, Prime Minister Mark Carney, met with Trump. NPR's Deepa Shivaram joins us from the White House. Hi, Deepa.
Hey, Ari.
So this was Trump and Carney's first face-to-face meeting. What was it like?
Yeah, you know, it was kind of a bit surprising because this meeting was mostly amicable. The two leaders were complimentary of each other. It was overall a much more respectful approach from Trump. You know, you might recall how he's called the former Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau Governor Trudeau, and those two had like a rougher relationship, right? But with Carney, Trump insisted that it was a friendly conversation, and it was unlike another meeting he had in the Oval.
This is very friendly. We're not. This is not going to be like we had another little blow up with somebody else. That was a much different. This is a very friendly conversation.
He seemed there to be referring to that meeting with Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky that ended with Zelensky abruptly leaving the White House.
Right, but Carney had made Trump a centerpiece of his campaign, rallying Canadians against tariffs, against the threat of annexation. So what was he like in the room?
Yeah, Carney, for his part, called Trump a, quote, transformational president and said there was an opportunity to work together. But with this specific topic of the U.S. annexing Canada, he was very firm and direct that Canada is not for sale and that becoming a U.S. state would never happen.
As you know from real estate, there are some places that are never for sale.
That's true.
We're sitting in one right now, you know, Buckingham Palace that you visited as well.
That's true. And having
met with the owners of Canada over the course of the campaign last several months, it's not for sale, won't be for sale ever.
You can hear Trump in the background there agreeing with Carney's points, but he still didn't back down from this idea. He said, never say never on the issue and that he's done things before that people thought weren't doable. But Trump said he wouldn't bring it up in the meeting unless other people wanted to talk about it. And he said it takes two to tango.
But he has raised this idea repeatedly. Trump keeps talking about it.
He does, right? Trump has been really insistent on this idea for a while now that the U.S. should basically annex Canada. And he has said he wouldn't try to do it by force. But again, this is not only a sovereign nation we're talking about, this is the U.S.'s closest ally that Trump has expressed an interest in governing. And today, Trump said that the border between the two countries is an artificial line and that Canadians would pay lower taxes if they were part of the U.S.
Well, what about tariffs? Any sign of a deal there?
So no sign of that happening today. And, you know, Carney said days ago that a deal probably wasn't going to happen today, so that isn't surprising. But even in the Oval Office, Trump was asked if there was anything Carney could say to him that would change his mind about tariffs on Canadian goods. And Trump flatly said no, because he said the U.S. just doesn't need cars or steel from Canada and that the U.S. can make those products on its own. So at this point, it's hard to see where and how things will shift. And, you know, I'll say in the meantime, tariffs between the U.S. and Canada are really detrimental for both sides of the border.
In Trump's first term, he signed a trade deal with Canada and Mexico called the USMCA. What is happening with that given these tariffs?
Yeah, so that agreement is up for a review next year. But Trump said today he wasn't sure if the USMCA was necessary anymore. And Carney, for his part, said the way that Trump has imposed these recent tariffs on Canada was skirting the rules of that free trade agreement. So he says that's why it needs to change. So once again, at this point, conversation seems to be ongoing.
White House correspondent Deepa Shivaram, thank you so much.
Thank you.